This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour two, GBAC Nation 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. And please come join us. We are live today at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. And we'll be here until 6:30, Rangers pregame. But until 7 o'clock, the pickleball's free. They're having a grand opening celebration. Mr. Jim's Dot Pizza is on the way with free pizza. I'm about to tell you about all the top stories in the world of sports, give you a snapshot on the national and local sports scene. This is 2835 in Carrollton. I used to coach here, actually. It used to be a city futsal building. They did a lot of basketball and volleyball here over the years. But, you know, pickleball's taken over, and real estate is important. And right here at 35 and Bush, basically, you got a pickleball HQ for you. So come on out till 7 o'clock. Pickleball's free. And Stella Artois is here with complimentary cold beers.
Yeah, I walked out to the Stella table, and they've got them all iced down, ready to go. So play a little pickleball, and if you afterwards sitting down and have a little refreshment.
I think they even brought some NAs for us.
Yep, they sure did.
All righty. Star shutout again. You know, if you didn't respect the Jets, last night was just a reminder. It's a good team. They're not easy to beat. Stars did a nice job getting the 3-1 lead. Now it's 3-2. And, you know, coming back on home. So you want nothing to do with Game 7. I don't want to agitate Bully Melrose and be Captain Obvious.
There's not going to be a Game 7.
But I think the Stars played like a team that thought, man, this is going to be hard. Let's just do this Friday. We got to go home anyway. You know, let's put on a show for the fans. Or Saturday, or whatever it might be. But the Jets in Game 5 had a 35-22 advantage in shots, 52-46 in shot attempts. They had a 52-33 advantage in hits. So I think you're just lucky that 2 years ago the Astros didn't have any left-handed pitchers. So full count Carter got to do his thing, and of course, Doley got him and all that. But I think you're also very fortunate that for whatever reason, Hellebuck cannot play playoff hockey on the road. And we're counting on that. You know, I think the trends hold. So for myself, I don't know about you guys at 877-881-1053, but you know, a little bit of a bummer that it didn't happen, but no reason to lose confidence in this group. How many times have they been in a similar situation? And sometimes you got you know, players on your team that should make you nervous. You know, like if this was the Cowboys right now, you'd be like, "Oh crap, a good team in the playoffs, probably going to lose both these games." But that's not what these Stars do. These Stars are going to finish this thing off tomorrow night. I don't know if I'm where Bully Melrose is 150%, but my confidence is really high. At 877-881-1053, leave your name and city you are texting from. As we'll sort of, you know, gauge your confidence meter here in the GBAC Nation. Where are you at, Wolchuk?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Otter was still really good last night. You had the first, I mean, he had an own goal, essentially, from Thomas Harley.
Yeah.
You had some unlucky bounces.
Felt horrible for him.
And then you have a 5-on-3 scenario. And that's just difficult as hell for any goaltender to be able to make it through. So I still think you've got the better netminder in the series. And your boys just didn't have your game last night. I mean, credit to Winnipeg. you know, how heavy they are on the back line, the physicality. They pinned the Stars up. They won the wall battles. They dominated in neutral ice, but the turnovers were bad. And they tilted the ice. I mean, Brian, you mentioned something that the Stars have done so well when they dominated on that three-game win streak was they lived in Winnipeg zone.
Yeah.
They controlled the puck possession.
Yep.
And last night it was the opposite. It felt like they were on their heels the entire game, and they just didn't have it from the jump. They were slow. And to me, it just didn't felt. It just didn't seem like they had that same juice. Winnipeg had that. They fed off the home crowd. Yeah. I think tomorrow night, you're back at home. They know what the situation is. You don't want to go back to Winnipeg for Game 7. You don't want to get on that flight. That's a tough place to play. I do feel confident in Pete DeBoer, but now you get the last line change.
Yeah.
Pete DeBoer will probably have some other shifts. I don't think they're going 11-7. I don't think they're dressing the extra defenseman. I think you get another forward in there. And maybe there's some other changes, right? I mean, Colin Blackwell hasn't been playing the entire series.
Yeah.
Maybe he ends up getting put in there for somebody. I don't know what Pete DeBoer has up his sleeve, but I still think you're clearly the better team. It's not surprising to me that Winnipeg won last night. I think the Stars get this thing done tomorrow. I'm not worried about it at all.
Yeah, you've got to find a way to exit the zone better than what you did last night. Now, that was I didn't recognize that team last night the way that they were playing. And unfortunately, there have been some opportunities where they've been able to, in some scoring situations in tight on Hellebuck, they were able to, like, get goals. They were able to tip pucks, you know, when there was an opportunity to put it in the net.
Yeah.
They were able to do that. And they just didn't last night. And unfortunately, though, I feel like they got embarrassed. You know, Jamie Benn, to be honest with you, I'm surprised Jamie Benn didn't get suspended again. He's got a history of doing this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? The history
that wasn't anything that you get suspended for.
Well,
a punch.
Well, but if you know the league sometimes looks at these things and like, listen, what's your intent here? You know, they're trying to break things up. You know, you drop a guy, official. You know, what if you hit the official there? He hits the official. He's suspended.
He hits the official. Maybe it's a different story.
But I'm just saying,
you mentioned it. Get out of the way.
I think Jamie Benn has not helped you in this series. And I think to this, let's hope not that the Stars, you know, they've done a great job of containing Winnipeg's power play. Let's hope, you know, Winnipeg got on it a little bit last night.
Yeah, they scored two goals.
And they got a little confidence out of their power play last night. So I just hope that, remember we were talking about what happened in the Edmonton series.
Yeah, and they did flip the script.
They flipped the script on you now. And if Dallas is going to continue to take bad penalties,
yeah, that's an issue.
That will be an issue in this
game.
And
that's something that they need to get cleaned up. And the Stars' power play was atrocious last night.
Good night.
The entrances, I mean, they couldn't get anything set up. And then when they did, it's like they're holding, they're looking for the perfect shot. I mean, the Winnipeg's goal, that's what
goal.
It's all about.
Yeah.
You get a friendly bounce off the boards. Maybe you get a bounce off a skate, off a shoulder. The dirty goals are how you win in postseason hockey. That's what playoff hockey is. You got to send pucks on net. And honestly, Miro was a big-time culprit of this.
Yeah.
And that's been an issue of Miro. Miro needs to just go ahead and shoot. He holds and holds, and he's waiting, and should I cross pass? Just let it rip. The dude's got a wicked shot. Let it go. Maybe that's also trying to get his bearings again. But, yeah, I want to see more on the offensive side. I think that'll be fine for Game 6. They'll get their game back.
That's part of my confidence is how good they've been making adjustments, especially after a loss. And so have the Jets. But I think it's tempting to think, especially in these long playoff series, that what just happened is going to continue to happen, you know. And in a series like this where home ice has been so important for four games in a row, I think that's all the confidence that you need. Would you shake Jamie Benn's hand after some of this stuff? Like, the handshake line is so notoriously great in hockey, but I think there are some moments where I'd be like, no, I'm not shaking.
Oh,
that dude's
hand.
I think there's
some history of far worse handshake lines than what we, you know, whether what we potentially going to see. But yeah, that handshake line with Vegas,
those two teams hate each other.
Yeah, that's on that. Usually you'll see handshake and then pat on the chest, you know, that kind of thing. You've seen some where it's handshake, move, handshake, move, handshake, move. It's like, we're getting to the end.
You.
We're not, no, hey, good luck, go get it.
Yeah.
You know, you hear that a lot of times.
Yeah, that's respect.
That's respect. I think to me, especially when you have one of these series where guys are just getting plastered.
They're getting pastered.
I wanted to say pasted to the wall. But yeah, that's been a physical series though in that regard. But yeah, I think they'll shake hands. They always do.
Maybe you go for the fist bump, pump fake, and you just gut shot. Yeah. You know,
I mean. When you lose, the feeling of failure and emotion is so overwhelming that it's always a massive test of how professional you can be and how much you honor that code of the handshake. I think once a cheap shot gets involved, it ventures into assault, you know. And it's always interesting because it's easy to hate these guys when they're on the other team, and it always kind of tests it. Like, should I be supporting this? I know a lot of Stars fans support what happened last night, but maybe didn't support what happened last year.
Yeah. I just, like you say, it depends on if it was one thing where Jamie Benn had been playing at a very, very high level and he gets suspended.
I think he's been really good.
But I don't. Yeah. I just don't.
I respectfully disagree. I think what he's been able to do from a physical presence for you and being able to set the tone.
He's
been really good.
Your defense.
Against Colorado, and I think it was, game two? I thought he was the best player on the ice for the Stars.
Yeah.
He's been up and down, as it can be for an old.
He hasn't been the offensive player that he was.
But I think the chippiness is a result of him struggling, you know, and him wanting to
Bischel,
do more.
Bischel has been the aggressor.
Well, Bischel's a big dude. He should be. But Jamie Benn's the guy that they start messing with one of your dudes.
I think you're living in fantasy land with this guy.
I don't think so.
I do. I think you're living in the past with what Jamie Benn maybe meant to this team. Because I do. I think he still means that to the team.
I think he wears the C on the chest.
He does. But there's people in hockey that probably – and you follow hockey. I'm not trying to do – I'm just saying that maybe he shouldn't have been – maybe we're 3 years removed from being captain.
I think he's a tremendous captain. I think everybody on that team respects a lot of him. Mm. And that's why at the end of game four, when we were talking about he takes that penalty, I liked it. Don't screw with our guys. He's going to come in there and smack somebody. He's going to – you're not messing with my guys.
They have other guys that are smacking
Your captain's
people.
The one that sets that tone. Okay. And that's what Jamie's doing.
He needs to play better, in my opinion, Dawson. That's what
more,
I'm saying.
More there. Production. You know, he's had some good games. But I think the consistency just isn't there as you would expect at this age. And I think the chippiness and maybe being a dirty player is more – part of the game in hockey than in other sports.
When you're not skilled, you become kind of thuggish.
Yes, that's a way to, you know, get by.
Yeah.
Rangers and Astros series continues tonight. Rangers drawing first blood, the home run from Berger, the start from DeGrom, and the great catch from Garcia in the seventh inning.
Oh.
Berger, by the way, 5 of 12 since the call-up now.
There you go.
So that's definitely what you need tonight. It's Eovaldi against McCullers, making his third start of the year. Only gone 4 innings so far. He's given up 7 runs. The last one, notoriously catastrophic for him, only a third of an inning. So maybe he's in a career crisis. Maybe you jump on him, or maybe he's due for a quality start. But I would love to see some domination and multiple inning production is what I think we're looking for here as a sign the Astros can create a little bit of separation from the Astros, who are trending down. That's no doubt about it. The Astros' heyday is over, and we can celebrate that. But, you know, we need to see a really good May here for the Rangers continue. Spores joined us yesterday, getting closer. Seems like they could speed him up if they have a need in the pen.
Yeah.
So that's quite a luxury to have here with this Rangers team, being able to be patient with Spores, who's coming back from a shoulder. Cole Wynn's up. 25-year-old has not allowed a run yet in 23 and a third relief innings in Round Rock. So, I mean, it's kind of like the rich get richer kind of situation. The first rounder from 2018 developed 4 years, and they put him in a relief role midway through the 23 season and made his major league debut last year, but wasn't good. 7.79 ERA in 13 big league games. But this is another shot here for Cole Wynn, and that's a huge, amazing what if he's good. Okay, and then Wolchuk mentioned it earlier, WNBA tonight for Paige Beckers.
Let's go.
Go get him, Paige. Go get him wings.
I think a lot of the games are on that KFAA or something like that. You can get it on free TV. But they have a total of five rookies. They have the all-star Agumbawale as well. So, and they're going to host Minnesota tonight at 6:30. This is a great opportunity, I think, to add something to your sports menu as we go into this summer. And I know a lot of girls' sports dads are more into this, but this is a big deal now. I think women's sports has changed into, like, this is a sellout tonight.
Yeah.
You know, people are into it. Mark Cuban's bidding farewell to Shark Tank after 14 years. So
how about that?
I liked that show for a while. I don't know about you guys, but it kind of ran its course for me, too.
Sure.
I'd kind of seen what they did. But he said he'll miss it, but it's time to move on. First appeared on the show in 2011.
And wonder how much money he's made off the purchases.
I don't think he's made any.
Yeah, I would wonder about
that. I think that's
that.
Kind of the deal there. Is it's really a lot of these Shark Tank things aren't.
They don't materialize into multi-million dollar ventures.
No, I don't. I don't
he missed
think
on the
many.
He missed on the doorbell one, right? Wasn't that one they all missed on?
I don't know.
I think the doorbell thing. They kind of the guy said, "Nah, I'm gonna pass on all your offers and stuff like that." So I think that was one they missed on.
I mean, a cool concept, and the show will continue. Abby got into it. I know a lot of people love that show, you know, and you can sit there and watch it. Okay, so we're live here today on location at Pickler Universe, 2835 in Carrollton. Free pickleball all the way till 7 o'clock. The pizzas from Mr. Jim's.Pizza are about to be delivered. Salute to Pace 4 Texas. They're throwing this grand opening celebration. And, yes, Stella Artois has the cold beer. If you're 21 and older, come get you one and do some fellowship. And this thing's starting to fill up, so we hope to see you soon. Krusty's Corner right around the corner. And we're back with your C-Note here. It's the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Fan.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live today at Pickler Universe, and there's a lot of pickleball going on. Free pickleball all the way until 7 o'clock. All skill levels are welcome. It's the Smash Social, they're calling it. Presented by Pace for Texas here, Pickler Universe, 2835 in Carrollton. And we'll be here until the Rangers pregame starts at 6:30. It's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. We do it every day at this time, Cowboys fans, 320. We'll get you caught up on everything that's relevant with your Cowboys. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We start with the Alabama offensive line coach. He was on with RJ Ochoa blogging the boys, and he was talking about Cowboys first-round pick Tyler Booker.
You know, if you had to draw up what you wanted a football player to be, he encapsulates exactly what it is. You know, unbelievable human being, easy to talk to, big old smile on his face, would give his shirt off his back to you if you needed help. But, man, when we get off the bus and walk in that locker room, and he goes to the field to kind of walk around before the game, there's a switch, and it changes right then. And it was interesting for me the first game with him, just kind of seeing what his routine was, because everybody's a little bit different, and you could see it, you know. And I loved it as a coach, and just the mindset, the determination. I mean, he would just talk to himself, you know, like he would say who he is and what he's going to do before he did it. And then proceeded to do it. So it's definitely it's impressive, his preparation, and then how he carries out what he's got to get accomplished.
Probably should have known that week of the draft. You know, Shoddy talking about how important it was to find players who love football. I mean, that was an Easter egg right there. That was a tease for what was to come. You know, I just hope he's fantastic. And in college, he was.
He was.
You know, the only question, I guess, would be the athleticism, because the enthusiasm, the intangibles, he has every single thing you could hope for. I'm just hoping we get out there and it's like it's a Zach Martin type of reaction. Are they going to do one-on-ones, Brian, with this coaching staff, you think?
You know, I don't know how my gut feeling, and I need to ask this question, but my gut feeling is that with how physical that Schottenheimer, his background with his father, run the football, that kind of demeanor, be a tougher football team, oh, we want to run the ball more. I would say that you probably would get some more of the one-on-one stuff, the, you know, the 9-on-7 inside run periods and things like that. So I would hope so. It just with McCarthy, we go out there and you evaluate a lot of standing around and then maybe a little bit of team stuff, but not that those football drills that we all like to sit there and look at. I think that's a question I need to pose to the staff and see if that's what they're going to do.
Who's the player comp that would maybe stand out in Cowboys memories? Is it Ron Leary?
You know, that's a very interesting comparison. Ron had some athletic ability for that size. Ron could this both very powerful. Ron, maybe a little bit better on edge, maybe a little bit better second level. But when you look at body type, physicality, able to get movement at the point of attack, very comparable to how that would be.
Ron Leary is a guy who was part of that 2016 offensive line in Dak's rookie year.
Yeah, sure was.
And he was battling injuries, but he got healthy and had an amazing season.
He had the reason why he didn't get drafted was because he had a bad knee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
the degenerative knee.
Yeah, a lot of teams took him off the board because they were worried about his knee. I'll never forget, he's the one player, and I'm talking about with Ron Leary, he's the one guy that Memphis would be getting beat by 40-something points, and he would still be playing hard. Hmm. When you watched his tape, you were always impressed with, like, my gosh, this guy's not quitting. Everybody else looks like they've kind of packed it up and ready to get on the bus. Not Ron Leary. I mean, Booker's got that kind of finish to him as well. So I would hope that would be something that I think would be a really good comparison. if in fact that's the case.
I remember when we heard that Tony was going to retire, and somebody that I trusted said one of the reasons was he does not believe that this team is going to be the same. Like, this was the peak because you had Doug Free at right tackle and Ron Leary at guard, and while you still had Martin and Frederick and Tyron Smith, you know, things were going to be different. And he was right. I mean, that was still the best pocket, the best running lanes that Dak Prescott has ever quarterbacked inside of. Okay, elsewhere in the C-note here, Cowboys news of the evening, awful announcing as a story up. Fox actually wanted fewer Cowboys games in 2025. I think this is why they ended up having so many standalone primetime games, is because Fox was... the quote was, of our 425 games, only three of them are Cowboys. In other years, we've gone looking for five or six Cowboys games. What we wanted this year was more AFC, more Philly, but also more Detroit and a little more Washington to try to capitalize on the Jaden Daniels story. I think we have a better mix of teams than we've had in the past. Sometimes we've had exasperation from fans that the Fox game is always Cowboys at 425. It's still going to be Cowboys sometimes, but you'll see a little bit more variety in terms of top teams in our 425 window. Every man does like a little variety in his life. I don't know how Jerry Jones likes that. Is that a sign, maybe, that the sponsors start, or the TV network's starting to look a little different?
I mean, if you didn't land in all these other primetime slots, it might kind of reveal something. But ultimately, all the other networks were like, yeah, this is going to be a goldmine for us. We'll take them. Now, it is interesting, the Netflix Christmas Day game is the noon game that day. They didn't think they were the prime time 325 game or whatever. They thought more like the noon game, which is interesting. But, I mean, I
but it was also paired with the Commanders, who seem to be new darlings of Fox.
I know. Every network's fighting for them. You got to have an extra Thursday night game because Amazon Prime wants the Cowboys.
Right.
Netflix wants them. Here's Christmas Day. That's another Thursday game. Like, I like that Fox is doing this. I think that is a good model. You might get overexposure of one single team. I think you've seen a little Chiefs fatigue right now. We've been talking about this with this new documentary that's coming out. I don't really care about it. I think it's going to be awesome, but it's like, how much Chiefs do we need right now? Maybe 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when this one's over and they're done playing, cool. But I do think if you have a Cowboys team, especially last year when they were game of the week and they stunk and we're looking at each other like, could you flex this game? They can't flex those. So look ahead. Go ahead and get a little bit of variety. There's other good teams that you can feature that are in the NFC outside of the Cowboys. So, I mean, for Fox, I kind of like what they're doing. I don't think it's an indication at all to the Cowboys brand. The brand is alive and well and better than ever. They're not hurt at all.
I'm interested to see what the ratings do look like comparatively for Fox, you know, in that afternoon slot. Does this end up being pretty much a break-even deal, or... Are they going to be kicking themselves a little bit, thinking, wow, actually, even when the Cowboys suck, people want to watch them. All of a sudden, Jaden Daniels gets banged up, or Detroit has a setback year. Does anybody give a crap to watch them? Cowboys, I think that's the thing about the Cowboys. Whether they suck or not, people are watching. And some people are hate-watching. Plenty of them are hate-watching. Yeah. But you're still getting the eyeballs. I am looking forward to seeing what this does for the Fox afternoon ratings slate.
You're going to get in a situation, too, where – you know, we'll see. Honestly, the Cowboys, we've kind of gone back and forth on what kind of season we think they're going to have. San Francisco could be another team that they lose because of, you know, some poor play. So they would fall out of the rotation. But I think these teams are, or I think these networks are like saying, listen, let's give some of these other teams an opportunity, like the Commanders. Maybe teams with the young quarterbacks. We'll see what happens with Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, what if J.J. McCarthy turns into something special? So these teams that have these young quarterbacks, you know, might be getting a little bit more exposure than, say, the Cowboys with Dak Prescott.
I mean, there's so many different ways to take this. You know, I think the fatigue is interesting. You know, your ability to polarize the audience is gone, is what that tells me. They're not digging in for more. Like, yeah, let's revel in this Cowboy story. It's, please, can we have another team? I think that's real. You look at the Oxnard attendance. You know, I think, you know, so my takeaway for the Joneses would be, look, you've tried to manage your cap super tightly and say, no, we got to do it this way because we want to be competitive every year. You're still now losing, right? Maybe the brand is strong, but this is not going well.
Do you think that maybe the television networks think that Dallas's numbers, that fans are actually going to turn away?
I think so. That they're
looking at it like, really, that maybe after 30 years, Cowboy fans are really, they're going to stick to, or maybe not fans, like, I'm not going to watch them anymore.
I mean, they're not.
And, they're,
and
this is the preemptive strike. Like,
sure.
Instead of seeing Cowboy numbers go down, why not just a little less games and see, okay, wait a minute, where are the Cowboy games? You know, maybe, let's see if people really want to see them, or are they getting ahead of the curve that Dallas's numbers?
Cowboys make the playoffs. Fox is begging to get them at that 325 time.
No question.
Maybe they don't think they are going to be a playoff team this year.
And if they're not, maybe. And
that's what I'm saying. I wonder if they're trying to preempt it.
It might backfire. The Lions might not be any good this year. Yeah, they lost two coordinators this year.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting they're willing to take this risk because they don't look at the Cowboys as a guaranteed? Like, we're looking at it's all about the ratings and the dollars.
I think it's
they're not giving you variety for fun.
The last 2 years, they're falling behind CBS. They need to make a change. And that just happens to be one of the changes. It's not like they're not having the Cowboys on at all. Instead of having it basically every week is what it felt like, it's what, six times?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so
I like that idea.
They're falling behind CBS because they're running a lot of Cowboy games and the general public isn't as interested. That's the whole story.
I wonder if they're trying to get ahead
of
that.
It's weird to say the general public isn't as interested when you had Cooper Rush starting on Monday Night Football against the Bengals, and they drew the highest rated number Monday Night Football has ever had.
I'm just saying.
I would have thought that would have been a dud.
They might be trying to get ahead of the curve that they think that Cowboy fans really aren't going to watch now.
And overall, the ratings are down a little bit.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. I just wonder if the networks are saying, like, man, we're starting to hear a lot about Cowboy fans just not being interested in Jerry.
Frustration's real. It's only one network, though. The other ones were like, please, we'll take them then. Yeah. Let's put them on primetime as much as possible. So Fox is making that risk, but it's not like they all are at this point.
And it might be better overall a business strategy to let the other networks get more Cowboys and us a little bit less. Maybe the pie overall grows. George Pickens' jersey is in demand. The jersey number still not decided, but you can order the jersey and they'll ship it.
Yeah, I talked to the guys in the equipment office the other day, and they were like, "This is kind of a big, big deal to them. They're getting a lot of pressure to get this jersey number, and they've got George in town, and they're going to try and work through it right now." I just happened to run into Bucky Buchanan at the Star, and I said, "Hey, what's this guy's jersey number?" He goes, "Man, you're about the 50th person that's asked me this question." He goes, "We're trying our best to get with George and see." So 14's taken. There's some single-digit numbers that maybe Bell might move to, but there's not enough of those. They're not going to use the number 8 because of Aikman. You know, there's a lot of things kind of going on here. It's not like Bell will move numbers, but he wants to go to a single-digit number.
And there's not one for him.
Pickens was number 1 at Georgia. I mean, Jalen Tolbert needs to step up and say, "I don't deserve this number."
And what number does CeeDee Lamb want? What number is CeeDee Lamb really? Is he number 2?
Number 2, at
OU.
I was thinking.
So now I think Wanya Thomas took number 2.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's already switched and taken that. But it's interesting, the report today out of Pittsburgh is they're looking to try and trade for Chris Olave from the Saints. So they traded away George Pickens, but they still want themselves another wide receiver.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, thank you. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live here at Pickler Universe. And if you want a new home court, this is your spot. They got 12 in already. They got another 12 under construction right over here and 3 championship courts going in across the way. And it's just a grand opening celebration at 2800 Interstate 35 in Carrollton, presented by Pace for Texas. And salute to Stella Artois for having us out. You can crack coldies and play some pickleball. And we're back with Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking that?
Yeah, I want to know, how well do my guys know these Cowboys rookie players? We'll do that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Next. Well, thank you very much, Lucius, and thanks so much to Pickler Universe for having us out. If you are a proper pickler or an aspiring pickler, this is the place to be. 2800 North Interstate 35E in Carrollton. They're making big moves in the pickleball world, and it's the grand opening celebration here. Go to pace4texas.com for details. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. I'm interested in this pickleball stuff now. I really am.
I got to figure it out.
It's getting busy here.
Do you have it figured out yet?
Yeah, the kitchen's that gray area. You can't hit it in the air in the kitchen. It's got to bounce in the kitchen first.
So you can't step in the kitchen and make a play unless the ball has landed.
Yeah, you can't get up at the net and play.
So you can't, like, hover in that gray area to get the ball. So, but you could stand on the line and in the blue area.
You could stand on that line in that blue area and wait for it.
Now, I've seen people serve and then run up to it. I'll tell you what, it takes a certain amount of, like, you kind of just softly, like, a lot of touch in this game.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of just little chip, and then kind of then, but then, but I've seen some people just power it, too, from that back line.
You got to have reflexes.
Got to have
reflexes. And this is a different set of, from a demo standpoint. My one experience with Derek Holland and his buddies that are all athletic, jumping around.
They're freaks.
I mean, we got knee sleeves. We got ace bandages.
I saw a lady with the Don Joy knee brace.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
she was out there, but she was playing well.
This is my competition. Well. Today, this is when I feel like I can hang a little bit.
I kind of feel like, though, I'd like to see some of these people have, like, three or four pieces of pizza and then a couple of Stellas and go out there and play.
Yeah, one guy's he's got the Stella on the left and the paddle on the right, just playing, tearing it up.
That's the way to do it, man. There you go. That is absolutely the way.
It's our guy Doggy over here.
Yeah, Doggy, baby.
Doggy is here in
the
house.
He's just wishing he could smoke. This was a smoking section. They have a smoking section, pickleball court. You can rip heaters.
An outdoor one.
He could go in the kitchen area maybe and have a smoke,
upstairs.
Right?
Upstairs.
Yeah.
So your paddle can go into the kitchen. As long as your feet are beyond the line.
Man, Dawson, I appreciate you, like, paying attention and kind of learning the rules a little bit.
You got it.
We got, like, Stella Artois deliveries to each court right now. This is the place to be right now.
Yeah. Stella does it right. Let me tell you that. All right.
My candy, too.
Yeah.
It's a good spectator court.
Yeah, even the ladies.
I've got a little game for you guys here today.
Let's play the game.
And it's, how well do you know these Cowboy rookies? Okay.
Ooh.
How well do you know them?
Is this shots fired at Walchuk for his slip up with the Haka thing? Is that what you're doing now? You're trying to
reinforce? I just thought I'd have a little fun with it. You know, just have a little fun, just because we've always talked about playability. You know, what could Booker do? What could Azarocco? What kind of pass rusher? But
I got these guys wired, Brian.
There's a lot of little tidbits.
Dawson was thinking about Moffitt being better than Genty. I was like, hey, dude, I'll run with you on that.
I tell you what, you would.
Yeah. Better value.
Yeah. Better value. Okay. Boing, we'll
boing. The big V word that brought us hate so much. Value. Just take good players. Yeah. Hey, just take good players, man. Yeah.
They got great value with Azarocco and Rebel.
I think so, too. I agree with you on that. Oh, man, you got to be careful. You're coming out here, though. Please don't spill the beer on the court.
No beer on the court. That is a party foul.
You
nailed it, though, Dawson. The kitchen, the non-volley zone.
Yeah.
No. Did you doubt Dawson, by the way, on that one?
No, I'm just reading through the rules.
Watchdogging him.
I'd say.
Checking his
appreciate
word.
You keeping me accountable there.
Yeah, I think Dawson probably looked up the rules before he said that.
Oh, did you?
No.
It's May 14th somewhere, boys.
He just picks it up, man. He's
by the way, just real quick, thanks to my guy Jesus who helped me this morning with my internet from Spectrum.
Oh, did you have problems?
Oh, God. Couldn't do a podcast last night because of internet problems.
How mad do you think he was?
The earth did feel like it shook for a second last night.
No.
Now I know why.
Couldn't do a podcast.
I was really mad.
Thank God we got Love of the Star out of the way in the morning.
Well, yeah, thank God we got it done. But then the television situation, too, for the Stars game.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're always welcome at the Woolley House.
Yeah. Well, I promise to poop on the couch when I go over there.
Hey, that only happened to one guy.
But thanks to my guy. He's, by the way, when I opened the door... When I open the door, he goes, "Oh my gosh, it really is you!" And I'm like, "Yeah, can Brian brought us?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "Can you come in here and save this internet in my house, please?"
He's like, "Yeah, if you put your pants on, please."
Yeah,
sir.
I did. I had my pants on, Eric. Unlike you,
I had my pants.
By the way, when we do Love the Star,
he was forced to actually say that.
I love the fact that when Eric, like, we do Love
the
Star,
the obligation.
I guarantee you, Eric doesn't have his pants on. We do Love the Star.
Why would I?
If I stood up, I said, "Hey, Eric, stand up." He's like, "Oh, just stand." Got the
give you the Winnie the Pooh look.
Got the Christian Ronaldo.
How we're doing it at home?
All right,
yeah.
How well do you know these rookies? We'll check. I'll start with you.
I don't know.
Draft expert.
I don't know them at all.
We're going to go around the room, though. We'll go around.
Fine.
All right, folks. This Cowboy rookie's father placed a football in his bassinet as a newborn, symbolizing the family's early recognition of his potential in the sport. Is it Tyler Booker?
No.
Jalen Blue? Or Shamar James?
It's Shamar James.
Okay, we'll go with you. You're going first?
Yes.
You say Shamar James? Dawson, this Cowboys
James.
Rookie, his dad put a football in his bassinet as a symbol of his recognition of potential in the sport.
I feel like if it had been Booker, we'd have heard this story two or three times already. If it had been Jaden Blue, he wouldn't have the fumble rooski problems.
I believe
in my guy Wooly Bully.
Shamar James?
Yeah.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, I think it's Ravel.
Well, Ravel was not one of the guesses.
It's not the point. I saw a video of him in
the
living room.
What are we doing over here?
Truck sticking
Dawson,
his brother.
I'd like to ask permission that
maybe there's two of them.
No longer. I'd like to ask permission that you no longer.
I think Ravel also did too, though. I mean, he came from a football household.
He came from a football household.
I like that answer.
I think this whole bit was a trick question.
I think you nailed it.
And I just outsmarted you.
I think
you didn't outsmart me.
At your own game.
Are you going to say Ravel? Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, that's my go-to.
Okay, good for you.
I believe in him.
Way to be a, you know what?
He's a football thoroughbred. Did you guys not see the video of him in the living room?
They're
where it's like, hey, it's like raining outside or it's storming outside. Yeah. Thanks, doggy. Cold beer from the dog.
We're loaded over here, I mean, brother. Thank you.
All right.
I got three still.
It's actually Tyler Booker.
Oh.
Tyler Booker's old man put a football in his crib as a young baby.
I love
his,
that.
His, yeah.
I think you got
that would explain a lot.
I looked all this up. I did a little research today.
That's what type of egoless man we're dealing with Booker. He thought I was going to be the guy with the ball in my hands.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm just paving the way.
Well, I will say, just because you get the football in your crib as a baby doesn't mean you're going to be good at football.
Oh, that's true.
Because I can speak from experience.
Yeah. All right. This Cowboy.
Was football the first sport that you sucked at, or did you find out that you sucked in a different sport before trying
baseball?
Football? Baseball
was not mine.
Plate discipline.
Mm-hmm.
How about balance?
Yeah, there's that.
There's an issue there.
Yeah. Rounding Jayden first Blue. Can be hard.
Just athleticism, just any sport.
All right, here we go.
Hell, love to talk about him, though.
This Cowboys rookie played his college football at the Lewisburg Hurricanes for 2 seasons. This Cowboys rookie.
The Lewisburg Hurricanes?
Played his college football for 2 seasons with the Lewisburg Hurricanes.
All these guys are drafted.
Is it a Johnny Cornelius, Siobhan Revell, or Jay Toa?
I feel like this one's Shamar. That's crazy.
No, it's not. He was a five-star recruit.
Let's go Revell. Revell's got that weird background where he's playing in weird places.
How about you there,
Wolfson?
I'm pretty sure Johnny Cornelius transferred and spent some time at another, but I know Revell did as well. So which one is it? I'm going to go with the Johnny Cornelius here.
How about you, Dawson?
I went with Toya.
It's Revell.
Boom.
Ding, ding, ding.
2 years of junior college before he went over.
Answer.
All right, how about this one? This Cowboys rookie completed an internship at the National Football League headquarters in New York in the spring of 2022.
That's badass.
Was it Donovan Ezeraku, Phil Maffa, or Shamar James?
Give me the Maffa, man.
That's what my gut said.
Well, actually, I'll go Ezeraku.
I thought you were going to go Revell.
Maffa probably did not believe he had a future in football based on the way his college career was going, so he wanted to try at the league office.
So you're saying Maffa because he wanted to experience football.
Least talented guy.
The least talented guy.
He's looking for his post-playing career.
So he's trying to get ahead of the game.
Yep.
I see.
Letting Maffa know.
You say Maffa?
No, I'm going Ezeraku.
It was Ezeraku, Maffa, and Shamar James.
Yes.
Those were the options.
And Revell.
Yes. Well, and Revell.
If anybody else you want to throw in there,
I might just,
Randy White.
I think I might have to go with Ricardo Fairweather.
Ricardo Fairweather. Good guess.
Shamar James.
Dawson, take a bow.
Thank you.
Phil Maffa.
Nailed it.
Trying to get ahead of the game.
Yep.
Crap.
Probably not going to get drafted, guys. Probably seen me.
All right. Final question of the day. This Cowboys rookie was a 3-time Athletic Director's Honor Roll member.
Hmm. Oh, we got a lot.
We got
of
a smart one here.
Yeah.
This Cowboy rookie was a 3-time Athletic Director's Honor Roll member.
Go back in my notes.
Was it our guy JT?
No.
Was it a Johnny Cornelius?
Cornelius was smart.
Or was it Tyler Booker?
Booker also smart.
Book is in the name. It all adds up to Tyler B. For me.
He was only there 3 years, right?
3 for 3 honor roll. I mean, it's Alabama. How?
That's
easy.
A great point.
I mean, let's be real. Not that tough to get
they're
on the honor
on
roll.
A curve. I imagine Booker has enthusiasm.
I thought
for
the LSU man would like that. Brought is shaking his head.
Yeah, you always say that.
LSU's
dude.
Probably worse.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah. It seems like he's all into anything he does. And if you are all into school at college, you're definitely getting at least a 3.0. I'll go with Booker.
Chieftain?
Yeah, Book.
Wooly. You have not got one right yet, Wooly, by the way.
Well, maybe I'm saying
and you're supposed to be a draft expert over there.
Hey, I can tell you about all the players. I don't care about these stupid-ass questions.
Tell me about Revell. Wow, he did just poo on your question.
I'm trying to have a fun Friday over here.
No, it's a fun Friday. I'll go with Book here. I think Book was a smart guy.
No, all three of you are wrong. It was JT.
JT? Tizzle. Wow.
Yeah, at UCLA, he was a 3-time Athletic Director's Honor Roll member.
Shout out to JT.
And I can't wait for you. Seriously, you need to learn how to do that.
I've been looking at some videos. It's
and then right
tough.
When you get in front, you start
tough.
Doing it and see if it does it. Seriously. I think
see
that
if
would,
he does it.
See if he, like, see how, see if he reacts. See if he reacts back to you.
Thank
gentlemen,
you, Brian.
Thank you, guys. Ooh. Appreciate you.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by
so
Reliant
terrified.
Air Conditioning. We're live here at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, your new headquarters for pickleballing. And
it's amazing.
As part of their grand opening celebration, pickleball is free till 7 o'clock. Stella Artois has brought the Coldies. They're flowing. Everybody's having a great time fellowshipping here at the break. Chief, what are we doing next?
Sports hodgepodge as we have chicken wings rolling over to the table. That's very exciting. We have Cooper Flagg.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
We have AI brought us to address and a cowboy question next in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.